I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. A Bastrop woman indicted on 4 charges related to a 2011 scheme to defraud the Internal Revenue Service was cleared of all but 1 charge on Monday in U.S. District Court. Carla Enzino was charged with aggravated identity theft, wire fraud, and aiding and abetting Claudia Marie Mays as an employee of Faster Tax Refund Express in Bastrop. Enzino and Mays were accused of assisting in the preparation of false tax returns to obtain money and property. The indictment states the primary object of the scheme to defraud was to obtain refunds from the Internal Revenue Service, to which neither the taxpayers nor the defendant were entitled. Enzino accepted a plea deal and pleading guilty to 1 charge of aiding and abetting. Under the agreement, Enzino does not face jail time. A national organization dedicated to gay rights is joining efforts to overturn Louisiana's constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Lambda Legal announced its participation Tuesday in consolidated cases being appealed to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. The organization describes itself as the oldest and largest national legal organization seeking full recognition of the civil rights of lesbians, gay men, bisexuals, transgender people, and people with HIV. In September, a U.S. District Judge in New Orleans upheld Louisiana's gay marriage ban. Other appeals courts around the nation have been striking down gay marriage bans in various states. The 5th Circuit case could become significant in light of this week's U.S. Supreme Court refusal to take up those other appeals. The Louisiana Democratic Party is slamming Governor Jindal for making continued travel stops around the country. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern hears from a state Democratic leader about the governor's trips.
Jindal gave a speech Monday in Washington, D.C. on why he thinks we need to strengthen the U.S. military, and he's scheduled to make the same speech today in South Carolina. Louisiana Democratic Party Chairwoman Senator Karen Carter Peterson says she'd rather hear Jindal explain massive cuts to Louisiana's higher education budget.
It's been an impediment, and it's had a negative effect on our economy when it comes to providing well-trained workforce.
Peterson says taxpayers in Louisiana are well acquainted with Jindal's fiscal irresponsibility, and these speeches are more of the same. She says it's disappointing our governor isn't acting like a governor in favor of pressing D.C. insiders. Michelle Southern reporting.
A March 30th trial date has been set at Baton Rouge Federal Court for a lawsuit challenging a new Louisiana law that requires doctors who perform abortions to be able to admit patients to a nearby hospital. Until then, a temporary restraining order issued by U.S. District Judge John DeGravel remains in effect, barring the state health department from penalizing doctors who are applying for the admitting privileges. The law requires doctors to be able to admit patients to a hospital within 30 miles of where the procedure is performed. Clinics in Shreveport, Bossier City, and Metairie were the first to sue the state seeking to block the law, but the state's other 2 clinics in New Orleans and Baton Rouge since have been added to the federal lawsuit. A man charged in the 2012 death and dismemberment of a Bourbon Street strip club dancer is awaiting extradition to Louisiana after completing a federal prison term. 41-year-old Terry Speaks was released Tuesday from a federal lockup in New York, where he was serving time for a North Carolina sex offense unrelated to the Louisiana case. He was taken to the Orange County, New York jail, where a hearing date had not yet been set. Speaks and his alleged accomplice, 30-year-old Margaret Sanchez, were indicted in August in Jefferson Parish on charges of second-degree murder, obstruction of justice, and conspiracy to obstruct justice in the death of 22-year-old Jaron Lockhart. The KEDM weather forecast: patchy fog early today, then partly cloudy, the high in the upper 80s.